Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us. Continuing to look at the NBA playoffs, and now we're looking ahead to the NBA Finals as Golden State beat Oklahoma City in Game 7, and they'll face the Cleveland Cavaliers. So let's talk about the Western Conference and what can we look for in the finals. A.J. Neuhirth-Koist joins us from USA Today, covers the NBA. How are you, A.J.?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Steph Curry said pretty much in a nutshell that Golden State basically got into this back into this series when they started hitting shots. Was it really that simple, or did Oklahoma City fail to do some things that they were able to do so early in the series?
I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, you know, you saw it right there in Game 6 where they had the game in their grasp. They had the series in their grasp, and then they kind of had that late-game collapse. I mean, you know, even in that Game 6, Westbrook was on the verge of a triple-double. He was playing great and then started turning the ball over. And KD, it was the same thing. And it's just they kind of reverted back to their old ways, you know, the way that kind of hurt them throughout the entire regular season. So I think, you know, it was a little bit of that. But also, honestly, yeah, I mean, the Warriors in those first three losses, they weren't making shots that they normally make. And, you know, Durant actually just said it after the game. You know, basically, they made shots in Game 6 and 7 that they didn't make in Games 3 and 4. And, you know, that's with Golden State, that's always going to be a huge difference.
In the first couple of games of this series, the remarks of people were, look at the athleticism, look at the size. This is what Billy Donovan can do against this Golden State Warrior team. Did Oklahoma City fail to stay with that, or did they do that? And in a sense, Golden State figured that part of the game out.
Yeah, I mean, I think Golden State figured it out, honestly. I mean, you saw, like, no matter how well, you know, Steven Adams and Andre Robertson, they were, you know, kind of breakout players, and especially in this series for the Thunder. And, you know, they're long and they're athletic, and, you know, the Warriors just figured out the formula, as they always do, to kind of get past that and obviously move on to the next round.
Let's go to stay on Oklahoma City for a second. What do you think this series means for them? Yes, they're disappointed that they lost, but they took a 73 team and the defending champs to the wire. Does this bode well for Oklahoma City, or are they really still missing something?
I think it does. I think it at least bodes well for Durant staying. I don't see how you can, you know, take this 73-win team to a Game 7, you know, knock off a 67-win team, be so close and be, you know, technically the third-best team in the NBA when it was all said and done based on end result, and you know, not be... Obviously, they would have liked to get further, obviously, as everyone always does.
Sure.
But I think they... Maybe they expected it, but not many other people did, that they would even get this far. So, I mean, if I'm an OKC fan, I would be happy. And I think my gut is telling me that KD will stay one more year and see what happens next year with Westbrook.
The cynical view of Billy Donovan is, hey, he inherited the keys to a race car. I mean, he's got two of the better players in the league. He basically gets a healthier team that Scott Brooks didn't. But Brooks had a healthy team, and he couldn't get a championship there. Does Billy Donovan deserve more credit than he's getting from some of the media members who kind of figured that he just kind of inherited a team that was really loaded and talented?
No, I mean, I think definitely. I mean, you see what... Like I mentioned earlier, the development with Robertson and Adams, and, you know, even especially in this playoffs, I mean, obviously it took Donovan a little while to figure it out because he spent his past 20 years, you know, in college. But once it got clicking, which it obviously really did here in the postseason, I think he was a large part of that. I mean, you can have two of the top players in the NBA, two top five players, arguably, and not get this far if you don't have the type of coaching that, you know, can make that difference. And I think they do. I think he deserves a lot of credit.
All right, now let's go to Golden State. This is a 73-win team. They're the defending champs. They've been down this road before. But to come back, this is a historical comeback. This is a series right. That'll be remembered for a while. What can they take from this into the series against Cleveland?
I mean, this team, I think they're just, you know, it's almost too good to be true with them. I mean, it's there's a reason that only, you know, now 10 teams out of, was it 233, have come back from a 3-1 deficit, because it's not easy to do. And obviously, if you're Golden State, that's unbelievable. I mean, they didn't expect to be down 3-1, but, you know, they never they never let up. They never slowed down, and now they're going into this Cleveland series with a full head of steam, and they, you know, kind of maybe needed it. They kind of needed to face that adversity because they were coming into the postseason as, with all the hype, people saying they're one of the best teams of all time, and then it was kind of a little wake-up call for them. So I think Cleveland definitely, you know, as well as they're playing, they need to be on their toes and definitely watch out.
A.J. Newhoff, of course, joins us here on Yahoo Sports Radio from USA Today. We talk NBA. All right, so when you knew that the Cleveland Cavaliers were in the finals and the way you broke down the Western Conference, who was the team you felt would give Cleveland a better chance to win the finals, Oklahoma City or Golden State?
You know, that's a good question. I think Oklahoma City, just because they're not as solid of an overall team as their, you know, late game collapse in game six showed. You know, it looked like they got over that hump, and, you know, it turns out that they didn't. And I think, you know, Cleveland, they're going to want it more. They're going to want it regardless. But with Golden State, they want that rematch. You know, they can taste it. They want it so badly. But I think Golden State now coming into this with, like I said, with this full head of steam, it's just, it's a very tough matchup, and that showed, even though it was regular season, I mean, it showed in the two games this regular season, and even though it was playoffs last year without Irving and Love, it still showed there. So I think it's a very tough matchup.
They didn't get tested in the playoffs much, but they did against Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals. Can you give us an idea, AJ, of how dangerous the Cleveland Cavaliers are right now?
Right now, I think they're as dangerous as they've ever been. I mean, if you look at the stats, they're shooting better from the perimeter than Golden State is. You know, and as LeBron has said, they're not a three-point shooting team, but they've completely excelled at that for the majority of this postseason. And it's going unnoticed just because of all the other storylines, but the way LeBron is playing is the best he's played in a little while. And if Kevin Love is the Kevin Love that he was in games 5 and 6 against the Raptors and not the Kevin Love he was in games 3 and 4, that makes them a much more dangerous team. And same thing with Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's been playing really, really well too. So they're tough. I mean, they're playing a lot better than a 56-win team, that's for sure.
Do we expect a finals where the three-point shot for both teams is going to be the eye-popping box score stat, or do the Cleveland Cavaliers try to use some of the physicality that they may have that Oklahoma City showed can be successful against the Warriors?
Yeah, I don't know. That'll be interesting. I think it kind of depends on how the first couple games play out. I mean, you saw with Cleveland that the three ball was really working for them, and then they kind of went away from that against Toronto, and they scored almost all their points at the rim, and that worked too. So I think it really all just depends. But, you know, regardless, they both can switch up their styles, and it'll be a kind of knockdown, drag-out battle.
AJ, great stuff. I really appreciate your time tonight. Thanks for helping us break down the NBA.
Of course. I appreciate you having me on.
And I think that game one with the Cavaliers and the Warriors is going to be a really kind of an interesting game because of the three-point shot. If you're getting into these three-point battles, then that it'll go one way. But I think Cleveland has to win another way. I think the best way for Cleveland to win is to do kind of what Oklahoma City did, just out-rebound them, force, you know, make everything forced, you know, shots and whatnot, and play, you know, the defense on the perimeter. But if you think about LeBron James and where he's going, I mean, look, this is the sixth straight NBA Finals that he's been in. And if he's lost to San Antonio, right? He's lost to San Antonio twice in his career. He lost to Dallas. He beat the Thunder. And he's lost to Golden State. And to play a team again, I don't want to say that there's some legacy issue involved here, because I don't want a LeBron career where it's LeBron goes to the finals and lose more than he gets there, right? He's got two rings, but boy, he's got a ton of these finals experience, you know, appearances where he loses because the West brings out a better team. I don't want that legacy for LeBron. I'm kind of pulling for Cleveland for that regard. Six straight times LeBron's been in the finals. How many rings? Two? Yeah, I mean, he does lose more often when than he gets there. But we'll see in this series, because now he's got a healthier version of the team that lost last year. I think this is going to be a ton of fun. 800-777-2907. It's Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio.